A crowd of approximately 60 people gathered at Five Points Park in downtown Sarasota. It has been decades since this county, known as a Republican stronghold, has seen such competitive activity from Democrats. Lucia Taylor, who volunteers for congressional candidate Christine Jennings and the party, told WMNF why she works hard to help.
I'm a volunteer for the Democratic Party in Sarasota, and have been kind of at a low level where I can't mess things up, but where I joke about it. I joke about it, but underneath the joke, there is a lot of truth when I say, hey, we're saving the free world here, because I strongly believe in the Democratic Party, its principles, its people.
Sarasota Vice Mayor Ken Sheelan introduced Rita Ferrandino, chair of the Democratic Executive Committee of Sarasota County, and each candidate. Sheelan, a Democrat who won his race with 65% of the vote in 2005, said he has two favorite local candidates.
There are two in particular that I'm very supportive of and hope can win this year. One is Christine Jennings, who's running for Congress. I think she won last time, and now she's going to get her just reward. And the other candidate is Morgan Bentley, who's running for Lisa Carlton's seat in the state Senate. Morgan is a very, very strong candidate with deep roots in Florida, with a substantial understanding of what the issues are in the state of Florida. And I think he can represent Sarasota real well.
Christine Jennings, who is running for Congress for a third time, said she is confident about her chances in 2008.
82% of the people in this country are not happy with the way things are going, and change is coming because people are sick and tired of living in fear. They are sick and tired of having their pocketbooks hurt. They are sick and tired of things not being done for the people of this country, and it is going to change in just a few months.
Jono Miller is the first Democrat to run for county commission in Sarasota in 40 years. Originally, his chief opponent was Republican incumbent Paul Mercier, who dropped out of the race. Past mayor Carolyn Mason, who originally ran as a Democrat and then switched to Republican, has entered the race to challenge Miller.
I'm interested in trying to find a way that we can move our economy, our neighborhoods, and our environment forward together instead of having winners and losers. It's been too much us and them, North County versus South County, and cities versus the county. Well, the first challenge we have, it'll start during the summer, is the county budget. And I'm going to be attending those budget meetings, and even though I won't be in office at that time, try to have a positive effect on how we can minimize the effects of the revenue shortfall.
Morgan Bentley recently switched from no party affiliate to run as a Democrat for State Senate District 23. Bentley, president of the Sarasota Bar Association, will face either Michael Grant or Nancy Dietert, who are currently in a competitive Republican primary. Republican Lisa Carlton is vacating the seat due to term limits.
I don't understand exactly what has gone on in Tallahassee in the last few years. It seems to be that they've just kind of lost touch, really. We've got dozens and dozens and dozens of sales tax exemptions. Some of them, of course, none come to mind at the moment because I'm being interviewed. But when you go down the list, some of them are outdated, don't matter anymore. Some of them relate to things that happened, you know, 40 years ago. And that kind of thing is something that a good manager, whether it be in private or the public sector, would go through on a regular basis and weed those things out. And that's what needs to be done.
Suzanne Atwell, past candidate for Sarasota City Commission, currently is supporting several local candidates, particularly Adam Tabruge, who is running for public defender. Tabruge talked about his motivation for running and about the momentum Democrats are feeling.
Today, of all days, we're riding the wave of the recent finality of the Democratic nominee, Barack Obama, in the past couple days, and the momentum here is exciting. We've got about 20 candidates that are going to be on the roll in the upcoming November election, and this is really exciting. We're in a wave now of a Democratic win, hopefully, in the White House.
There was a lot of pressure put upon me to switch my registration to the Republican Party, but I'm a lifelong Democrat, and I've pointed towards this moment in time. The main reason for running this year is that my boss, who's been the elected public defender for 32 years, Elliot Metcalf, is now retiring, so it's a vacant position. I do sense a lot of momentum for Democrats out there in the community while I've been campaigning, and I am hopeful that that tidal wave is going to lift my little boat along with it.
For WMNF, this is Virginia Hoffman reporting in downtown Sarasota.